The U.S. Coast Guard investigated a reported oil sheen in the Northern Lynn Canal earlier this week. They found no sign of the substance, but did track down the probable source. From Member Station KHNS, Tara Bicknell reports.
Several Haines residents reported seeing oil on water surfaces from Viking Cove to Pyramid Island.
The slick was like this colorful sheen on the water with a scum line on it.
Don Wright was one of the people who witnessed and reported the oil sheening. He was a passenger in a plane flying from Juneau to Haines on Saturday.
And it reached various areas out into the canal, and it just kept going, and there would be these singular bodies of it floating and with different long arms of it pouring into the different various bays and going around the islands and stuff like that.
Wright notified the National Response Center, which contacted the Coast Guard, the federal on-scene coordinator for maritime spills in Alaska. Operations Section Chief Chris Kimmery with the Coast Guard says the group sent a chartered helicopter along a route the oil would have likely traveled and talked to people in Haines. They found no more reports or signs of oil, but notified the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration of the investigation. The Coast Guard is also overseeing a planned cleanup project currently in progress at the wreckage of the Princess Kathleen at Lena Point between Juneau and Haines. Captain Melissa Burt is with the Coast Guard's Kathleen Project. The state organized the cleanup because they suspected that the ship has periodically released small amounts of unrecoverable oil in the years since its sinking.
Well, we were getting more reports on emulsified black oil coming up in the wreck site. So we felt like we were getting more reports than in the past, and we were able to see that those were attributed to the Princess Kathleen. The fact that there's a lot of freestanding oil in the vessel itself, that tells us that, you know, oil has been escaping over time.
The cleanup project began last year, and the latest phase of the cleanup, the part that actually vacuums the oil from the wreckage, started last weekend. By Monday, workers had removed almost 17,000 gallons of an oil and water mix. The site crew confirmed early on that the oil was leaking by using an ROV underwater remote camera about the size of a lunchbox.
We were able to float that through the vessel remotely and take some pictures, and that did show some free-floating oil and gave us sort of a generalized picture of what was going on down there. It also showed us how it was sitting in the water.
But Burt says although sheening was expected at the outset of the project, hearing about sightings in the Upper Lynn Canal was not.
We're not really seeing much oil released. I think the reports of sheening have been very, very minor. And we're actually going to do some overflights today with our aircraft to see what has been reported. But I'm not thinking that this is going to be a huge issue. I mean, I'm hoping that's not going to be the case. We're taking so many precautions.
According to oil experts from the Coast Guard's National Strike Force, it takes only a tablespoon of oil to produce a major rainbow-colored sheen. The actual sheen, if collected, would be measured in tenths of a millimeter. In Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.